Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Dr. Gene Greisman back on the show. Gene is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, and we got to get him back on next month because that'll be his 16th anniversary as a member of our as a founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of many books, and all of which are important. My favorite is The Words Lincoln Lived By. I wish you could see my copy. It's absolutely worn out. Also, Time Taxes are very successful people. Also, Lincoln and Obama, his new book, the Parallels, the Similarities. He's an award-winning journalist and television personality. He's our good friend, Gene Greisman. Welcome back to the show.
And I'm so glad to be with you. Thanks a lot.
Good to have you back, Gene. And it's you won an Emmy, didn't you? How many Emmys did you win?
Yes, I did. I won one and had two nominations.
Two nominations, but no
a total of three nominations and one win.
But you missed the Academy Award and you didn't get a Grammy. You haven't got one of those yet, have you?
No, I don't know how to say that.
Not yet. Not yet, anyway.
Right? I'm
working
on it.
Hey, Gene, one of the things I love about what you do when you join us is you're always using the things about Abraham Lincoln ways we can learn about how to live our lives, how to be leaders, how to be more effective as human beings, from lessons from Abraham Lincoln. And one of the things that a lot of people might not know is that Lincoln, in the spirit of March Madness and all these overlapping sports seasons right now, that Lincoln was an athlete.
That's absolutely right. He was a champion wrestler.
And I've wrestled. I'm not a tall person, but I've wrestled tall people, and they win. They get leverage. They may not have bulk, but they have leverage. I had bulk, but the tall guy had leverage, and he won.
Yes. I was thinking as the whole nation has been caught up in March Madness, and now we're going to the Final Four, that in fact, I've even written about this in conjunction with Lincoln, about what we can learn from athletics, from sports.
Mm-hmm.
That can help us. It can help a business owner. It can help any of us in our careers. And I even wrote a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm. What tell us about it?
Well, let me just read, and I think I can read it in an interesting way. Here's what I wrote. Athletics is a school where life lessons are learned. Courage, discipline, focus, alertness, self-management, steadiness under pressure, strategic thinking. Athletes are not just playing, they are learning, often without knowing it. The credits are transferable. Success in one field can lead to success in another. That is why so many leaders in business, the military, and politics also excelled in athletics.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've gone on to talk about how many American presidents have been athletes.
Yep.
George Washington, Theodore Roosevelt, Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan come to mind.
Well, how about, wait, slow down. How about Ford? President Ford was
a
great,
he
was an All-American at Michigan.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I didn't mention them all. Roosevelt was a boxer. Reagan played football.
Mm-hmm.
Eisenhower, for example, routinely shot in the low 80s. And when the former president was 77, he hit a 104-yard hole-in-one.
So what is the connection? What is the connection between leadership and sports?
Well,
just give us one good connection.
All right. One of the things that you learn is a commitment to improvement. You see, that's the reason teams practice every day, mm-hmm. so they'll get better. And you show me a company that's not interested in constant improvement, and I'll show you a company that will soon be out of business.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to internalize that, not just doing, you know, opening the shop every day, but trying to get better every day.
Right, absolutely.
You learn I agree with that.
Gene, hold on to that thought. I want to come back and get into this some more after these messages. Give us your website before we go, though.
It is www.presidentlincoln.com.
Check it out, folks. He's one of the world's top Lincoln portrayers. I forgot to mention that earlier. And so when we come back, I'm going to ask Gene, is there a connection between leadership and athletic failure? How about that? 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Tell me the truth if you have to. Say what you see fit, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.